Good morning and welcome to this online family service. Our thoughts at the moment are on getting back to church, resuming our in-worship services, which in Anna Hilt we will be doing today. Our present intention is to do the same in Mara Hamlet on the first Sunday in October. In addition to a return to in-church worship, in these early days of September, we are also thinking about back to school. And that will also be the focus of our thoughts today in this service. This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Lord,
direct our thoughts,
help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Come, let us worship.
The hymn, Lord of our growing years.
Lord of our growing years, fill us from within.
as we prepare to worship God. Firstly, we bring before him our failures to live as disciples of Jesus Christ. Having acknowledged those occasions when we have not followed his example or done his will, we seek his forgiveness and the strength to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Amen. Let us praise God for his mercy.
And give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory,
glory
to the Father,
to the Father
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Amen. The hymn, God is always near me. Of the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from St. Paul's Letter to the Romans, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of the faith that God has assigned. For us in one body, we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, and the compassionate in cheerfulness.
The hymn, God of all learning, God of all knowing. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As I indicated at the beginning of the service, today our thoughts are about being back at school. So I want to say, particularly to the young people listening to this online broadcast, were you ready to go back to school at the end of August? I expect you were, particularly following the long period of lockdown and then the summer holidays. Now, for all its longevity, the lockdown and the summer in many ways seem to pass by very quickly. Nevertheless, it was hard over much of these past months having to stay at home. That was the message, remember, at the beginning of the lockdown, stay at home. And because of that, it was hard being unable to visit friends or do other normal things. So, I really do believe that by late August, it indeed was time to go back to school. By now, you know who your teachers are, and this year especially, they would have worked hard over an extended period of time during the summer holidays, getting ready to ensure the school building was safe and that your classroom was properly arranged and equipped for teaching you. Jesus was often called a teacher. He is also sometimes referred to as the Good Shepherd. In fact, people called him Rabbi, which means teacher in Hebrew. And St. Mark tells us how Jesus never went very long without teaching. Like sheep with no shepherd, he went right to work teaching them. That verse reminds us of how important being a teacher in church is. We need to appreciate not only our teachers in school, but also those here in church. Sunday school will be different this year. In Annahilt, it will begin next Sunday by Zoom. God willing, it will resume in Mara Hamlet in October. And I would ask all leaders and helpers in church to have the evangelist Mark's words as their guide. He went right to work teaching them. He went right to work teaching them. So there is good reason to be excited about returning to his school this autumn, as well as being back at day school. Autumn is a special time of year, isn't it? And exciting that you are starting a new school year. And St. Paul also talks about two things in particular that do really fit nicely with this special time of year. As we heard in this morning's reading, firstly, he tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that is what school is all about, is it not? We change and grow by learning new things. And Paul is hoping that our learning will help us to better understand the choices that God would have us make. Something else he talks about is how within God's family, everyone has different gifts and strengths. You might be good at one thing, and I might be good at another. That sounds a lot like a classroom, does it not? And what an important thing to remember as we start the year. In a classroom, everyone has the chance to be a teacher of something. But maybe more important is the reminder that there are things that we can learn from everyone. And I do hope you will all remember that. So, as you start another school week early in the new school year, I thought we might like to pray today for the year ahead. Let us pray. Dear God, Thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new school year. Watch and guide us as we transform our minds with new learning, and help us to remember that we have both things to teach and important lessons to learn. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The hymn, Bless My Paper and My Pen, Guide My Spirit Deep Within. Let us pray. When it's the night before going to school, and I'm picking out my clothes and making sure I have all my school supplies,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm waking up and eating a healthy breakfast to start the day,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm getting on the school bus or being driven to school,
Jesus is with me.
When I meet my teachers,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm playing with my friends at break,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm telling my family about my day at school,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm praying at night and thanking God for my family, my friends, and my school,
Jesus is with me.
Let's pray together. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus, for always being at my side. I know that if I become nervous or afraid, you will be there with me. I know that I can talk with you anytime, day or night. And for that, I am so thankful. I pray this all in your name. Amen. O holy God, the time has come when school has begun, following an unusually long period of closure. As your children begin their studies, we ask a blessing on their backpacks in which they carry the books and notebooks, markers and pens and pencils they will use to learn. O Lord of life and love,
hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, all who will teach our children in all the various challenges of the coming weeks and months. Give them the wisdom to find inspiration for each child. Give them the energy and creativity and love that will make their work a blessing to our children. O Lord of life and love,
hear our prayer.
Bless, O Lord, all school principals, secretaries, and governors, that they may be faithful stewards of the resources entrusted to their care. Make them fair and merciful, able to do their crucial work with a spirit of grace and compassion. O Lord of life and love,
hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, each one listening to this service, that they may seek every opportunity to grow in their knowledge and love of you, especially in our Sunday school. Grant that we may see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. O Lord of life and love,
hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, these our cherished children, those whom we have promised to love and nurture at their baptism. Keep them safe, keep them excited, keep them ever seeking to learn more and to develop their gifts. Grant that through their learning, they may gain the tools to grow in love and faith and service all their days. O Lord of life and love,
hear our prayer.
O God, we pray that our children will experience this year the peace of God which passes all understanding. May they not worry about things they cannot control. Assure them that you will guard their hearts and minds and keep them trusting in you. May they not only enjoy the peace of God, but also peace with God. May they develop a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving as they look to you daily for their needs. We pray that you will give them the capacity for joy that bubbles up from your peace. O God of life and love,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The hymn, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant.
Through your love, make us servants of one another.
Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor.
May our lives and gifts enrich the life of your world.
Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Hymn 453, Come to us, creative Spirit, in our Father's house. Power of God, hold and lead us.
His heavenly host be our God.
Thank you for your presence with us this morning and for participating in this online service. The September edition of the Parish Magazine has now been posted to parishioners. If you have not yet received your copy, you may expect to do so early this week. In Church Worship in the Church of the Ascension, Anna Hilt is resuming at 10 a.m. with a family service similar to the one being transmitted online. Sunday next, the 15th Sunday after Trinity, Vocation and Ministry Sunday. Morning prayer at 10 o'clock in Anna Hilt. Sunday school in Annahilt will resume at 12 noon via Zoom. Sunday school has been fixed at this time of 12 o'clock to facilitate children's attendance at church beforehand. Unfortunately, our seating capacity in church is quite restricted because of social distancing. For this reason, it is necessary for worshippers to reserve their seat in advance by contacting the church wardens either by email or by telephone. The church warden's contact details are included on the parish website, in the parish magazine, and in a separate letter already sent to parishioners. Annahilt Parish Harvest Festival will take place on this day fortnight, that is Sunday the 27th of September, with services at 10 a.m. taking the form of Harvest Parish Communion and evening prayer at 7 o'clock. Please note that the decoration of the church for harvest will take place on the Wednesday evening before at 7:30. This is to allow 72 hours between decoration and the Sunday services in line with public health guidelines. Please keep in touch with our parish website, where any unforeseen changes to the present advertised arrangements for church services and Sunday school will be posted. God willing, in church services in Mara Hamlet will resume on the first Sunday in October, the 4th of October. For the time being, a service will continue to be transmitted online, which will also be distributed by CD to those who have requested them. Thank you.